Okay, welcome Shavas Palaces, Tendai, Ismael, OC.
Yes.
Hola.
I'm very glad to be here sharing this room with you. Sí. I'm a big fan. I'm actually not a journalist. I fell into this place today as an interviewer, and I'm very, very glad I did. And, well, is your fourth time in Spain, third or second in Barcelona?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how is it feeling? Today or yesterday you arrived, is it feeling vibrant?
Yeah,
tiring from touring, maybe?
Definitely it's tiring, but it's good to get out, walk around. Mm-hmm. City like this is old city with a lot of history and nice architecture and a lot of things to see, so everybody got out and walked around, saw some good things, so it's nice to have a day off in a city like Barcelona, so it's good.
We hope for more day offs here in the future.
Please, so.
Well, I just had some general questions about some dualities I like very much about your project, and then we saw the press kit of the info about the new album. Quasars, born in a gangster star.
Yes.
And I saw that there was a connection about what I thought, so I think it would be something interesting to talk about. And it's this duality and positioning about being in a dark place but preaching light that I think is present since Black Up, and maybe the name Black Up also stands for that. I don't know. And well, I don't know if you can explain what sparkles all this positioning.
I feel like one of the things that brought all of the people that collaborate, you know, in on Shabazz Records and Black Constellation, that we all know each other, is that we all grew up in America understanding, you know, what it means to be a Black person in America. A lot of it has some negative connotations, like life is difficult and oppressive and things like that, but we were always taught to find light, you know, in the dark places. Music, art, expression, poetry, language, hip-hop. Dance, yes, in hip-hop. So, you know, We all find light in the dark places.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you want to maintain this aspect sonically, because I think I feel evolution, a kind of evolution between the albums you released, but there's always, you know, your narration is always, I don't know how to say it, with the same kind of spectrum of effects that put it in a raw context or something. The beats feel very raw as well, or very live. And I don't know if it's something, I wanted to know as well if it's something very conscious or subconscious that you just let happen, you know?
Yeah.
Or is premeditated or?
Well, things like consciousness, subconsciousness, all of those inventions, those definitions, they're not really come from where we come from. You know, they're not really African concepts. They're more European, Western civilization. So we don't really separate the conscious, the unconscious, the subconscious, the extra conscious, you know.
Yeah.
All of these things exist together at the same time, just like past, present, and future.
Exactly.
So we eschew time and consciousness and we try to form something that's closer to our culture in the way that we express things. So all the things you say, they're true, good observations, because we don't really deal with all of those other things like time and different levels of consciousness and stuff like that. Yeah.
Nice. Well, then another aspect that I find very expressive of yours is also this concrete aesthetic, sonic aesthetic that I was starting to talk about, that it feels also very, very closed or premeditated, like in a if we think it Europeanly, you know, like also very planned, but also like and with you, Tendai, like the feeling of the production feels very jam oriented as well. So it's I feel like you like you let it happen, you improvise, but as this aesthetic is like kind of always Shabazz and no one else. I don't know if it's the tools you choose or that limit your the spontaneity in the studio or
I think that obviously everything's premeditated because you just the way that we work, we think when we're just upstairs having dinner or looking at videos, we're already thinking about the show. We're already thinking about a connection. We're looking at a play of a young man today who did something amazing. Trust me, that is going to be implemented into the show somehow.
Exactly.
Where you say, okay, you gotta take I got to take a chance on this sound that maybe I scrolled through before. But sonically, I think all musicians and all artists who strive to be themselves and be, you know, in their own lane, you're going to evolve. You're going to start to, you know, the sounds you would have chose before, you might listen and be like, ah, I wouldn't do that today. You know what I'm saying?
Because
and you're trying to be different and you're trying to do stuff that people don't do. So I think sonically it's always going to evolve. And then working with Eric Blood, especially when it comes to the mixes and stuff, he always has ideas or comes up with stuff or adds.
Well, he's a producer as well, kind of.
Yes, he adds little nuances that are nobody would have thought of but him. You know what I'm saying? But there's a trust factor to that.
Exactly.
You know? And even when it comes to the show, it's a trust factor. You know, we just both know, like, we're just going to trust what the sound is, and you got to go off if he comes up with something first. I got to trust that and find something to fit it in. You got about 5 seconds to make that happen. You know what I'm saying? And again, we just don't separate none of it. We don't separate. We don't really separate the music from our lives. You see what I'm saying? It's all one entity. So, like I said, we watched the play today, and I believe that play will be inspirational for tonight, and it'll be a part of even this.
It's like all inclusive.
Hi. This is Christian.
Hi, Christian.
I'm gonna ask you something. So it's like you're putting yourself a little bit in musical terms to the limit, no? I mean, it's like it seems that you're searching some limits and trying to fail from that limit. You push yourself to do this. That sounds to me like that. I don't know. Do you feel like this?
I would agree with that. I would say that we both push each other to the limits, you know what I'm saying, in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's something someone don't like, they just nicely say it, or they'll be like, you can do this, or you can do this better, or you can do whatever. So, again, never observed it that way, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we definitely, when you say it in that context, are trying to push the limits on stage to... I'm always trying to get him to freestyle.
Or being in the edge, you know, the feeling of I'm in the edge of... this thing we call time, no? Or
And there's a relation with this, and I think, I don't know, I feel it like this, with the fact of doing an album that from someone that comes from the space. Yeah, I mean, let me explain that. The last two albums are two interlinking conceptual works about an alien called Quasars that is an observer sent here. Sent to like it's a mix between America and murder, no? America, no? It's like from someone that goes from the outer to here,
that lands.
I've never thought of that.
Why did you thought about bringing like the testimony of someone outer space trying to describe the?
You're talking about the last album, no?
Quasar.
It's like a like an exercise, you know, like you were saying. The exercise of asking the people what type of radio do they dream of, you know? You put a question to your mind, and then the question helps you to explore in ways that maybe you wouldn't have thought of from this angle, this perspective, you know? So it's a way to challenge yourself to think of something different, to look at things from some perspective other than the one that you look at that's yours every day. So, and then it frees you up to make observations, talk about
or react things more vibrantly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that.
Super nice. Then I had a couple of more concepts we could explore, and one was about the direction from Black App till now, till Quasars. Just an anecdote. I found your project on a record label that is not non-existent anymore, like in Barcelona, called CD-ROM, and I found it with some friends, and we ended up all buying it. we didn't know nothing about the project. It was like, oh my fucking! It contained all these things that we were listening, all this classic hip hop stuff, and all this brain feeder-ish warp stuff. So it was a super nice surprise. Thank you for that. And I was thinking before with Ikram, if you feel it as a continuous narration from Black Up till now, or if there are different, each album is a different dimension, or how do you, when you zoom out, what do you see when between albums?
I don't think that we zoom out, you know?
Yeah. You cannot. No?
you can, but then you're like, you're paying attention to yourself in a way that is not very productive.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at your own history, you know, which if you're looking at it, it's not going to be accurate, you know?
Or too subjective, no?
Yeah. It's like what he was saying, like observations about art are for the people observing them, not for you to make yourself, you know? Once you start to think, you know, okay, I'm looking at my art and I'm coming to some judgment, some conclusion about the value of it, you're lost then, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's not the point, you mean?
Yeah.
Nice point. Okay.
But it's art is kind of where the point that there's the purest of expressions and communication between people, no?
Mm-hmm. Art is the purest expression and communication between people?
I mean, it's when you understand, or do you think that art is connecting to you, you feel a strong connection with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a lot of the art that I feel the strongest connection with, I can't say that I understand it.
Right. You just feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
huh? Just receive
you feel it.
It.
It's a connection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. And well, to I will finish, and Christian, if you want to end up.
How would you see the future of this country?
The place in
the place where Quasar is.
Well, it's comprende, like hanging in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it can go many ways, you know, because of the disaster in leadership, you know, the Trump presidency, which is really kind of like a circus, you know, and it's up to the people, you know, because America's a democracy. The democracy elected Donald Trump. Many feel like it was a reaction to, you know, the Obama years, you know. So now that this is happening, you know, it's up to the people really to figure out the direction that America's going to go. I don't really know. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I was shocked by the Donald Trump becoming president. So right now there's a lot of disillusionment and dizziness in terms of what you can focus on and where you, it's very difficult to predict, to me, the direction that the country may go into. So it's like being on a, walking on a wire.
And you make it, is it parallel to, what was the name, happening in Quasars?
A Murderka.
Uh-huh, it's like a parallel, like mirroring
that's more like, just because America is just like a country where a lot of people have guns. A lot of people solve just minor altercations with gun violence, you know? Everybody feels like, especially in hip hop, there's a lot of talk about killing and murder and bloodshed and robbery and things like that, you know? By people that do it and also by people that don't do it, they just kind of fantasize about it. So that constant talking about murder, it is like a tumor. You know,
yeah, it recreates it, no? Like, yeah, or it manifests.
Yeah, and it puts the society in a mind frame where death and killing is
quote unquote like normal. Or yes. Yeah, yeah.
And you were always out of this discourse, no? How you feel about being always out of the scene in a way?
Out of that scene?
Actually, it's out. Not the same. There's a lot of artists of hip hop doing things different, no? But
yeah, but if you're a hip hop artist in the States, one way or another, through your family, your friends, you're involved. You know, you're close to it. It touches you. It touches your family. It touches your everyday life, and many times it touches you directly. You know, so. That's what I'm saying. If this whole society is like that, there is no escape from it. No matter what you think or feel or believe.
Yeah, you're in the tissue of it. No?
Yes.
I mean, the biggest example right now is Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? Jam Master Jay, I mean, regardless to what people thought of them as a commercial group, a hip-hop group, whatever, whether they thought they were gangster or not, still connected. You know what I'm saying? You still got family there. You're still affected by it. You're still going back and helping. You still got friends that you can't leave behind that come from that. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That you may have to try to employ or just give advice or give a bed to for 2 days. You know what I'm saying? So you'll always be connected. It's no separation.
Yeah, and it's nice because I like that you transpire like a spirituality that is more uplifting than these discourses that we were talking, you know, that is trying to empower, like, first yourselves and then inspire. And, but also, like, you have this, so to say, urban attitude and aesthetic and performance and attitude. And I think it's something that is really missing these days because spirituality is tagged as a new age or new agey or, you know, all just flowers, and urban just means rebellious and taking drugs and saying bad words. So your project transpires this balance, and I don't know if you have, like, for the audience that is not used to these sounds, if you have other, like, personas or projects that feel that you feel that have this kind of balance between, like, attitude and also, like, a higher purpose and a channel of information that is useful to everybody and not just, you know, showing off or
yeah, a lot of people that we
work
know.
With, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, Stas the Boss, OC Notes, Freakazoid. Knife Nights.
Take note.
Indian Agent. A lot of the artists, visual artists that we work with, McCoyo, Nepsi, Silver Jackson. But, you know, even in popular music, you know, like Kelsey Lou.
Totally,
like Kelsey,
yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of things you can find.
Yeah, it's there's a lot, but it's not always on the surface. That's
yeah, because it's not supposed to be. I
mean, yeah, exactly.
Once things are popular and everybody knows about them, they probably have lost their potency. You know, a lot of people I know feel like, you know, that, you know, their music, or even they'll say to me like, "Oh, Shabazz should be bigger, or people should know about it." But it's like,
I'm enjoying.
If you get big like that, you probably had to make some concessions. You probably had to do something that you didn't really want to do. You know, but you did it because you thought you would become successful or get more money or something like that. Later on down the line, it registers to you as a mistake.
There is a sacrifice. Yeah. No, it's explicit.
Music industry is crazy.
It'll
build an image for you.
You know,
and you end up Michael Jackson. He wasn't thinking about pop music or being any label. Nobody gave him. He just thought he was making music and he could be equal to everyone, and I could watch and go, say, I want to just go see a movie.
Yeah.
Never had a childhood. And we don't look at it that way. We're just like, there's this guy, there's this mogul. So, I mean, there's a balance to everything, you know?
Nice. Well, thank you for the names.
Yeah. And thank you for the balance.
For the balance, yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It was a real pleasure, and hope to hear us loud today.
Yes.
Hear you loud, and hope you enjoy the show.
Well, we will.
Yeah. See you then. Thank
you.
Gracias.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, let me explain that. Yeah, I mean, actually, the last two albums are two interlinking conceptual works about an alien called Quasars that is an observer sent to America, like it's a mix between America and murder, no? A murderka.